This is the Mindset Toolkit Podcast. The continual pursuit of improvement. How's everybody going? My name is Selwyn, host of the Mindset Toolkit Podcast, and I'll be bringing you a quick lesson of the day episode where I review some items that I've learned over the last couple of days and distill them down into talking points that can be added to your toolkit. So, here we go. Today, I'll be talking about a few episodes from the Smart Passive Income podcast, hosted by Pat Flynn, focusing on his interviews with Jessica Turner from themumcreative.com and Noah Kagan, a personal brand ambassador and successful internet entrepreneur. We'll start off with talking about fringe time, basically finding little pockets of time throughout your day to achieve a little thing towards your bigger goals. Think of it as like waking up early in the morning so you can get things done before anyone else in the family wakes up, or you have to go to work or some such like that. Another pocket of time would be your lunch breaks. So if you get, just say you get an hour lunch break every day, eat really quickly in 15 minutes, 20 minutes, even 30 minutes, and you'll have an extra anywhere from 30 to 45 minutes extra to complete some tasks that you can do quietly on yourself. Maybe sit in the car with the laptop, work on some stuff, sit at your desk, work on some stuff. Whatever the case may be, there's a bonus 30, 40 minutes you can get every single day, Monday to Friday. Another little thing would be during your waiting times, whether you're waiting in line, waiting for a doctor, for food, getting a car service, waiting on friends, waiting in meetings. Everyone carries around a supercomputer in their pocket, so whether you need to write some notes down, plan your day, continue planning your day, writing down your goals, even writing down what you're grateful for while you're waiting. You can just tap that down in an iNote and save that for later. There's probably a handful of minutes every single day that you could be using to help complete some tasks right there. And another great time is in the evenings. Now you might think, oh, you've got family, you've got this and that. But they're not really talking about that. They're talking about tracking, say, how much time you spend watching TV. How many hours a night do you spend looking at social media, looking at Facebook, mindlessly scouring the web for random bits of entertainment? I'm willing to bet it's at least 30 minutes, if not more, maybe close to 2 hours. That's 2 hours, 5 days a week. At the very least, that's 10 hours every week that you'd have time to dedicate to achieving your goals, not taking up during your 9-to-5 workday. And I mean, even if you did schedule some downtime, such as meditation or relaxation techniques at the end of the day, that'll probably only take 30 minutes. Now, just think about kind of how you want your life to work out. As Aristotle says, excellence isn't an act but a habit. So the daily things you do every day are going to add up every single day to something great. You need to break down your life into need-to-dos and nice-to-dos. And generally, it's these need-to-dos that propel our life forward. Really important stuff, as Cal Newport talks about, deep work, things that actually matter to us and things that will actually help propel us forward. And we have to reframe this kind of notion of work-life balance, because there's no such thing as balance. Does that mean we spent 40 hours a week working? That means we have to spend 40 hours a week sleeping, 40 hours a week spending time with family, 40 hours a week relaxing. I don't think that really, it's impossible to exist. There's not enough hours in the week, really. You have to think about work-life satisfaction. So where do you get most satisfaction out of? Hey, maybe you do enjoy spending time with your family. Maybe you do enjoy binge-watching Game of Thrones episode after episode. But if you don't, and you feel deep down that there's something else you should be doing, you should really be focusing on that and try and reduce the amount of wasted time you have throughout your day, weeks, and months. You also want to take little challenges to push your mental boundaries. So whether you win or you lose, you're always learning, which is a great mindset to have. Remember that any new venture that you start is going to take longer than you think it will. Say, I'm going to get this podcast started, it'll take a week, it'll probably take 2-3 weeks, probably even more. And what you want to do is, with your new venture, always iterate and try and find this path of continual improvement. Never rest on your laurels. None of the great companies kind of rest down and think, oh yeah, the iPhone 3 was great, we're never going to make an iPhone 5 or a 7 or an 8. So one of the easiest ways to get expertise is to find a coach in the field. They'll help you learn from their mistakes and show you things not to do, so you're not wasting your time reinventing the wheel, as it were. You want to help get over this fear of rejection. Just remember that people aren't rejecting you as a person, they're rejecting the idea that you presented them. So whenever you're rejected, that you have two opportunities. The first off would be that everyone is always spending money or paying attention to something. There's no doubt that constantly around this world, people are always buying something, consuming media, watching something, talking to something. So if your offering isn't accepted, it isn't bought, people aren't watching you on Instagram, whatever the case may be, it just simply means that your offering isn't appealing to whoever you offered it to. So with that in mind, you have to kind of reframe that, either change what you're offering, change the framework of what you're offering, or just simply realize that it's a bad idea. And then your second opportunity exists in asking for a referral for someone that would like what you're offering, whether that be the product or the service. Ask whoever rejected you if they can refer you to someone that they think would like your product. And finally, a lot of people will stay in the product development research mode, kind of this planning ad infinity, because it's always safer and less risky than actually executing and creating an actual product and releasing it to the market. Now, how do you figure out if that idea is great or if it's bad? Start on a smaller scale. Before you can ramp up to a large scale and invest more time, try and figure out how you can release, say, 1 or 10 items, market test it, ask the friends that would say they would have bought it and see if they actually will buy it if you create it and actually hand over their cold hard cash. Because if they're not doing that, now they're just paying you lip service and you have to rethink if that product was actually good or not. So that's all I have for today. So go out and use it or keep it in the toolkit. This has been Selwyn on a quick episode of Lessons of the Day from the Mindset Toolkit podcast. Thank you for your time. And remember, what you learn today will serve you tomorrow. So go out and go get it.